Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and thank goodness for that. Hope you all had a great Halloween night, etc. Hope you all stayed safe, and I hope you're surviving whatever candy coma you may be feeling coming out of last evening. I know I stayed away from most of it, but couldn't quite resist all of it. Good times, though. Hope you had a great, safe Halloween. Speaking of scary stuff, the Packers injury report is out. My goodness, take a look here. We have four guys questionable heading into Sunday's game against the Lions. Jaire Alexander, Corey Ballantyne, Josh Jacobs, and Jordan Love all listed as questionable. Josh Myers listed as doubtful. It'll be a very big surprise if he plays. Gotta suspect that means Elgton Jenkins to center, Sean Ryan, and Jordan Morgan holding down the guard positions. And Evan Williams, I know the hope was that his hamstring would improve throughout the week. That did not occur very clearly. He is out for Sunday's proceedings. So suspect we might get to see our first kind of taste of Ketan Oladapo. Maybe not specifically a ton from scrimmage, but got to suspect he'll probably be up for game day, something that has not been a regular occurrence this year. Hopefully get to see the young man in action, but maybe even a little bit from scrimmage, but definitely from special teams. The Packers going to have to, you know, have a much sounder plan than they did when Evan Williams went down in Jacksonville. Clearly, as Matt LaFleur talked about, the cascading effect really came back to bite them. Need Javon Bullard, Keyshawn Nixon, Stokes, Valentine, whoever's called upon to play a hell of a lot better than they did in the second half against the Jaguars. I am kind of fascinated, actually, to see if Valentine is able to get up and play at all, let alone more than Stokes, who has been nothing but a liability throughout these last two or three games. Part of the shuffling, I think it's going to be fascinating to see what kind of packages they have in store. You got to think, even with Williams out, you got to think they have Bullard down near the line of scrimmage a little bit, simply because of the run game that the Lions possess. Got to think the Lions are going to get out the bus trying to run the football. Montgomery, Gibbs, etc. They want to chew up yards on the ground and then take shots off play action, not unlike what the Packers are probably going to try and do. But yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see what the overall mix is. Although I will say, with Jaire as questionable, that's better than I thought it was going to be. That at least means he has a chance to be out there. You're going to need him. Obviously, all hands on deck is the best preferred method against an offense in Detroit that can turn your lights out real quick. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. Give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun at the link in the description of this video. And I hear you, Aaron, where is it available? Why, I'm happy you asked, because it is available in 43 states, including Wisconsin, as well as Washington, D.C. I've made a lineup for Sunday's game here. I'll probably do a new one when we get to Sunday. But right now, this is my initial lineup. I got Josh Jacobs hitting the end zone, no question about it. In this game, he's going to be featured a bunch. I think he gets to pay dirt at least once. Brandon McManus, less than 6.5 kicking points. And I hear you, but Aaron, that's two field goals just under? No, that's one field goal and a bunch of extra points. But it doesn't quite come in to 6.5. But that's all right. On the flip side, David Montgomery, sad to say, Packers fans, I think he eats in this one. Definitely give me more than 66.5 rushing and receiving yards. As for Jared Goff, I think they're going to run the ball. It is going to be wet and sloppy and gross all day at Lambeau. I don't see Goff going over 231.5 in his passing yardage. Now, that doesn't mean they won't be able to throw the ball. I think they'll be judicious. I think they'll be effective and efficient, much like they've been all year long. They are coming off a game where they scored 50-plus points, and he didn't throw for 100 yards. And I'm not saying that's going to happen at Lambeau on Sunday. It's just that this team has a way of being very efficient on offense, and I don't think Goff needs to throw for a ton of yardage to beat the Packers. Not that I think that the Lions are going to beat the Packers. But that's my lineup. Give me your lineup. Like I've been saying, tweet me. Hit me up on Instagram. Aaron at CheeseheadTV.com if you're an emailing type. Show me your lineups. I've really enjoyed everybody sharing their lineups so far. Please let me know. And then on Sunday, I'm going to do another lineup before kickoff. We can do it together here on the stream because I'm going to be all alone on watch party. That's right. Solo watch party on Sunday. I need you all to show up. Keep me company because Corey Banky is a very important person and he's going to be busy. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody. How are y'all doing? We got super chats already lined up. Joe, thank you, buddy. November, when we learn who the contenders are. You're not lying, man. That is very, very true. You know, the first 2 months, definitely want to pile up as many wins as you can. But now it is getting down to the nitty gritty, and it's about time to separate. And that's actually kind of good for the Packers in the sense that they get this really tough measuring stick game, and then they get to hit their bye week, regroup, self-scout, get healthy, and then hit the ground running, hopefully coming out of their bye. Josh Sims, thanks for the super chat, man. Were some of the struggles of the secondary against the Jags due to the lack of the pass rush? Why can't the front four seem to get more pressure? Josh, I tell you what, if I knew the answer to that, I'd be on staff. I do not doubt for a moment that it is a source of frustration internally. I don't think they'd ever admit that. Of course they wouldn't. But given what we saw this summer from the guys up front, especially the front four, I mean, pick a combination. They were very active and very disruptive, and that has all disappeared. That has not been the case so far in the regular season. The most concerning parts, of course, are guys that are taking up a significant chunk of the salary cap, i.e. Kenny Clark or Rashawn Gary, who are not doing what you'd expect them to do in pass rush situations. Now, as I talked about yesterday, I do think Kenny has played better over the course of these last few weeks. But it is troubling, to say the least, when Rashawn Gary, who's supposed to be your premier pass rusher, is getting eliminated. And I don't mean just like kind of stonewalled or even like stalemated by running backs, tight ends, bad offensive tackles. There doesn't seem to be anyone in this league who can't block him one-on-one. And that is very disconcerting. And it's not just Rashawn. Preston Smith has been invisible. Lucas Van Ness has not taken any meaningful steps forward. Devontae Wyatt seemed like his old self, certainly playing, coming off an injury. You hope to see him even better against Detroit. I do think you've seen some good stuff from Carl Brooks, even Colby Wooden when he's gotten a chance, but they have not been good when asked to win one-on-one up front. And could that have contributed to some of their problems last Sunday against the Jaguars? Absolutely. You know, the other part of it was, and it's not just the lack of the rush from the front four, but because of that lack of rush, you did see Halfley try to dial a few things up, but every time he did, leaving guys, maybe not on islands man-to-man, but kind of exposed in bad situations as far as Stokes being taken advantage of or Javon Bullard, who I think if you asked him had probably his poorest game of his rookie season so far. And there's, you know, some circumstance to that as far as having to switch streams mid-game. But yeah, the lack of the rush has been a problem. It's probably going to continue to be a problem all season long. I don't see them having some magic turnaround. Now, maybe the weather starts to turn, fields get a little poorer footing wise. Maybe that helps them out, you know, but that's a real kind of last gasp, real kind of grasping at straws solution. There's no way that suddenly they're going to turn it on and start beating guys one-on-one. At least I don't see it happening, but been wrong before. And look, you don't have to look much further than this week's opponent. Last year, it's not like they were having a ton of success rushing with four guys, yet in Detroit, they absolutely came alive and really made Jared Goff's life miserable in that game. Turning the ball over really gave him problems, and that offensive line, who is very good again this year. So who knows? Maybe this is the week they turn it on. However, I am not holding my breath. M, how are you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hi, Nags. It'll take Matt LaFleur at his best to get a W. Go, Pack, go. I agree, Em. And the funny part is, I don't think Matt's been at his best these last 2 weeks. And that's not to say that, you know, he didn't have a good plan or whatever, but it just seems like somehow the bit of the flow of these last two games has been a bit kind of disjointed. Feels like he got into a rhythm there at the end with Malik. But I do hope, yeah, this is a game where maybe he rides Josh Jacobs a little bit, has a similar game plan to what they had against the Chiefs last year at Lambeau with A.J. Dillon, really riding that running game, staying ahead of the sticks and minimizing opportunities and chances and possessions for the Detroit offense. Ryan, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Excited for my first Packer game in 20 years when Ferguson was clotheslined by Jacksonville. You know what's nuts is I absolutely remember that game. I remember Ferguson and I remember Lambeau, and I love that you're getting there for the first time in 20 years, dude. That's awesome. I hope you have a great time, and I hope you don't have any issues with Lambeau, the seating, etc. Have a great time. Take a bunch of picks. Hope you get there early. It's nice that it's a later kickoff, so you get to kind of absorb the atmosphere throughout the morning. Awesome. Have a great time, Ryan. That's awesome, man. Ed, thanks for the super chat. Here's a thought. Beat the freaking Lions. I like where your head's at. I like where your head's at, Ed. Pretty good. Mimsy, thank you for the super chat. Hopefully the weather offsets our cornerback slash safety injuries. I mean, yeah, that's a dream, right? But don't forget, in the conditions, in the weather, oftentimes an offensive player knows where he's going. The defensive player has to react. Big day for cleats. Big day to know you got those super seven studs tearing into the ground, keeping you upright. Because this is going to be a game where it could be very easy to get taken advantage of in the open field. No reason not to give some of the edgies warming the bench a turn at the pancake party. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. They could dip into their depth a little bit, maybe. Sammy Joe, this could only come from Facebook. Is Jordan getting traded? No, absolutely not. What else we got? Just hope 10 doesn't have to or doesn't try to play hero ball. Jake, I haven't seen a ton of evidence to suggest that Jordan Love is a hero ball merchant. I know there have been some aggressive throws, but doesn't seem like that's a recurring theme on third and gotta have it, fourth and gotta have it, etc. But something to watch out for a guy who certainly trusts his arm, maybe a little bit more than he should. We shall see. Tom, how are you, man? First live in a long time. Thanks for checking it out, man. Going to the game on Sunday, and will be the fifth time I've seen the Packers versus the Lions live. Which team have you seen the Packers play in person the most? Well, that's a great question. It's without a doubt, it's the Chicago Bears. I have seen more Packers Bears games than I can remember. I've seen at least five that come to mind off the top of my head, but it's probably more than that. It's easily the Bears. What's up with the rookie running back? Not ready yet. Callum, you're talking about Marshawn Lloyd. He's just recovering from his injuries. I know everyone's very excited to try and see him get back out on the field, but there's no guarantee that he's ever going to be ready this season. I know there is an opportunity for them to bring him off of IR, but he's got to be healthy first. He's sat the mandatory 4 weeks, so they can open his 21-day practice window at any time. But until he's healthy enough for them to do so, you know, there's no reason to. So just got to be patient. Hopefully we see him down the stretch here. Riled Mouse, how are you? Can you give us a big picture perspective of what it is about the Lions that's so intimidating? I know they have a great record, but haven't watched the games and don't know why they're formidable. Oh, that's a good question if you haven't watched them. They have been insanely, historically efficient on offense. They've been scoring a lot of points, and it's not like every game's been a laugher. They haven't exactly run away from opponents every single week, but they just keep coming on offense. They are excellent running the football. Jared Goff has been phenomenal at not only taking care of the football, but being really super efficient. One of the most insane stats you'll hear, and I talked about it earlier this week, the fact that they have more touchdown passes than incompletions over the course of the last 5 weeks. First time that's ever happened, to that extent, 25 to 20, it tells you how incredibly, insanely efficient they've been on offense. And then on defense, they're having to work now without Aiden Hutchinson, who was certainly having a defensive player of the year type season, but they're good enough. They've got fantastic depth and really good players at all three levels. No more so than at the safety position. They have two excellent safeties. They give teams a real kind of trouble in every regard, the pass, the run, what have you. And they're physical as hell. They play really clean football. They don't make a ton of mistakes. And if you make mistakes, they make you pay. Look no further than the Tennessee game last week, but that's been a constant theme all year long. Unlike the Packers, who have been given some chances when opponents have turned the ball over, and they haven't always made the most of those, sometimes settling for field goals, sometimes going three and out. The Lions make you pay almost every single time. So those are a few of the ways that the Lions have been very, very tough this year. And look, I say all that, don't get it twisted. The Packers can absolutely win this game. They have to play a clean game. Got to be smart and efficient, but they can absolutely go toe-to-toe with this Lions team. They just cannot afford to shoot themselves in the foot. Not this week. Al Ryder, thanks for the super chat. Love the new mic, Nags. Sounds great. Sure is a nice upgrade. Thank you. I just, you know, got tired of wearing a headset and not having all my kind of range of motion here due to that where the headset was set up. So just got myself a new microphone and figure I'll have a much nicer experience for those of you listening on the podcast later. Go Pack, thanks for the super chat. You missed my super chat, Nags. Go Pack, how could I do that? Wait, where is it? There it is. Do you think the Goff ankle injury will be a factor? I mean, you really can only do so much as far as getting him off the spot. That's something we talked about yesterday. But it certainly is a little bit of a ray of hope if you're a Packers fan and if you're a Packers defense, because there's a decent chance that as the game goes on, it'll be tougher mobility-wise for him to move outside the pocket. The Packers have to affect the pocket, though, and that's not something that they've been incredibly successful at when they've rushed four. Would kind of suggest they're going to have to at least maybe do simulated pressures or send numbers. But when teams have tried to do that against Goff and this offense, he's been lights out as far as making you pay. So, I mean, it could potentially help them, especially on a wet field. Maybe that limits what he's able to do. But like I said, he's been so good from the pocket. It's unlikely that that's a huge difference maker. But you never know. Abdul, how are you, man? Hey, Aaron, with Alexander hurt and Stokes not playing well, do you see us trading for a corner? I doubt it. I don't see them utilizing draft capital. Maybe they do something akin to what the year they got Rasul Douglas and poached someone off a practice squad. Now, that's not to say that whoever that might be is going to come in and have that type of impact, but I'd be surprised if they use draft capital there. Now, never say never. Not saying it's impossible, but that hasn't traditionally been their way of working. We know they always are in the mix, talking to people. But more often than not, Brian will set his price. And we talked about this with him on transplants this summer. It served him well. You know, he sets a pretty hard line as far as this is what I'm willing to pay. Oftentimes, yeah, it's probably a tad under market value. And usually teams don't want to kind of give up assets or a player for that. And again, more often than not, he's made the right call in that regard. So I do not doubt for a moment they'll be making calls, but I'd be surprised if they pulled the trigger. We'll see. Sammy, thanks so much. Do you think Jordan's interceptions are due to his injuries? I don't think it helps. I think specifically the one last week is due to the fact that, A, he doesn't step into that ball nearly as much as he should, but B, you do wonder how much was the groin a part of that, right? And throughout the rest of the season, how much is the knee playing a part of what his footwork looks like, how he's able to kind of throw with his legs, as Rodgers always used to say, because that's a lot of where your power comes from, through your legs, through your core. And if you're unable to play with good fundamental footwork because you're favoring a knee or whatever, that may contribute to some. I do think some of it's just bad decision-making, though. It's not like you can totally absolve him because of injuries. Some of it's just mental. But yeah, I think there's a possibility that there's a hint of it in there a little bit, no doubt. Abdul. Aaron, remind me again why Z hates us. Oh, dog, I don't know. I have no idea. I guess because he wasn't named a captain, you'd have to ask Zadarius. I don't know. It's kind of funny to me. Oh, Julia, what a question. This is a great, very local specific question, and I appreciate it. Cops or Culver's? You really can't go wrong either place, but for me personally, Aaron Nagler, give me Culver's. Simply because at the end, the custard is just too good to pass up. And also, I like their cheese curds. But you cannot go wrong with either one. Don't make this into something, because it ain't. Portmaster, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. It's time to play better. First half is done. Hope we see some real consistency for the first time this season. I'm glad you brought that up because it is kind of a question of when does that kick in? And you got to remember, at this point last year, they still weren't playing very well on offense specifically. You know, it was quite a bit into the season before they found their groove. Now, I had hoped coming out of the summer with a year under their belt, a lot of guys who have played together, you really hoped that this team and this offense in particular would look a lot more consistent and a lot less kind of herky-jerky, stabbing themselves in the foot, etc. Unfortunately, we've seen a lot of that, right? I'm with you, man. It's time to turn that on, time to really grow into the second half of the season. Hopefully, it starts on Sunday. Even if it doesn't, though, it's not like, oh, it's a doomed prospect. They're always going to be like this all year. Because like I said, it took them well into the season last year to kind of hit their stride on offense. But hopefully, yes, it starts on Sunday. Mimsy. Culver's cheese curd breading is a travesty. See, that's just your opinion, man. I'll take it all day, every day. Hey, whatever you can't have or don't want, I will take. That just means there's more for me. I am down with that. Imagine having an opinion about that too, man. Like, cheese curd breading, really? Dog, just put it in my belly. I am fine. Krista, Culver's has great fish fries. You are not lying. That is very, very true. Then Butterburgers. Oh, God. See, now you guys are all making me hungry, and I'm going to have to get going. You can hear my rides here. I'm kidding. Anyway, thank you so much for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. A reminder, join me on Sunday for the watch party. I'm going to be on my own. I need your help. I need your company. And mostly, I need you because everything, all our proceeds, all our revenue, first watch party of the month going to the Pro Football Retired Players Association. We are partnered with them. They are getting all of our proceeds, all of our revenue throughout the month of November on every single watch party, every single Packer transplants. So you just watching the stream does a world of good because they will receive all of our ad revenue, but all of your super chats, and you can donate directly. There'll be a button for you to do so on the stream on Sunday. Please join me and help support an incredible organization doing incredible work for the retired players of the NFL. Do it, people. Can't wait to see you on Sunday. Cannot wait for this game. Going to be a ton of fun. Thanks so much. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.